Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Right now, boys, we've got a very special guest on the line to talk about Queensland's origin preparation. It's our old mate, legend of Queensland Rugby League, Kevvy Walters. Welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Oh, thanks, Anthony. Hey, mate, I've just, the last week or so, been on your Wikipedia page. I didn't realise you've achieved so much in such a short time.
Mate.
Jesus, you are mate. Bloody talented, mate.
Yeah,
you
I
are bloody talented.
Thanks, Kev. Thank
hey, Kev, you know, another beauty, our producer Zach's just told us that he's rung up Zach during the week and said, oh,
rubbish.
Listen, I'm just letting you know, I've got a Wikipedia page.
No, this
you
is
might
all
want
rubbish.
To tell the boys
rubbish.
To bring it up.
He said
over
someone
the
has defamed it.
Yes. I've known about it for years, mate. I've known about it for years when we used to work at Triple M together.
Yeah, thanks, Kevy. Anyway, Kev, how's things at the car wash, mate? Just still ticking along well?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yeah, bring that through, mate.
Hey, Kevy,
Kevy,
mate, I think it was, I don't know, Friday night or Saturday night, mate, I was sitting at home watching you and you looked a little bit worried, obviously, with the amount of injuries that we're getting. Who's fit and who's not fit at the moment, or hasn't that news come through yet?
Well, I can give you an update, Gordy, on what we know. Michael Morgan definitely out. He's going to have an operation, I believe.
Wow.
To fix his bicep, so I think he could be gone. Well, I'm not sure. Again, you'll have to check with the Cowboys, but he's definitely gone for Origin 2 and 3. No question about that. Dylan Napa is still treating himself, you know, around the clock, trying to get himself fit. So we'll obviously give him early in the week to see where he's at, and if he's no good, well, we just move on to another player. And Matt Scott as well, I think he's virtually ruled himself out as well for selection with his, he's got some problems up there as well, the Cowboys I believe it's his neck that's given him some grief. So yeah, if I missed anyone, oh, Darius Boyd retired through the week, so he's out. Billy Slater, we believe will play. Yeah, he's trained strongly yesterday with the Storm. Well, he's not playing today, but he feels that like he could have played today if really pushed. But we're capable that he'll be right for Origin next Sunday, which is a huge in for Queensland. I mean, I think in Origin 1, we sort of missed him pulling out late. That was a big pull out or a big loss for us, you know, so late in the week. But we'll get him into camp tomorrow and we'll get a full week's training out of him, which will be very exciting and very good for the team and also for Billy. I think he's ready to really step up at what Queensland needs from him.
How many headaches have you got, Kevy, as far as selection goes? Like, obviously, you've got the injuries. Are you looking at any players, particularly from a form point of view?
Oh, look, yeah, well, there's a couple there, Kenny, but to be honest with you, mate, before the injuries happened, we weren't going to change too much. I thought we put in a pretty good performance in game one. Certainly, there are a few areas where we need to get better at, but I think the players that we selected, the improvement was there for them. And I had confidence that they could improve in those areas, but now with a few injuries that have struck, Billy was always going to come back in if he was fit, so that's a welcome inclusion, as I mentioned. Kalyn Pong has been one that's, you know, on everyone's lips, and he's been on our lips as well. He was, you know, very close for game one selection, and obviously, you know, a good performance this afternoon. Given where we're at with things, it's going to make him hard to leave out. Even before all of, you know, the injuries hit the Maroons team, he was going to be a hard one to leave out. He was virtually pushing us to find a position for him. Which is great for Queensland because he's been in great touch, you know, for the Knights. And, you know, I think this afternoon will be a really good test for him as well up against the Melbourne Storm, who often, you know, do put pressure on the key players from other sides. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles all that this afternoon up there in Newcastle.
What position would you play Ponga?
Well, he's slotted in on the wing. He's played fullback. He's played in the halves a lot, so...
Yeah, but where are you available? What positions have you got available that you'd say, or are you looking at, like, because the Morgan situation?
Well, I think he can be similar to Michael Morgan. Obviously, Billy's going to be the fullback unless, you know, something happens to Billy through the week. But, you know, I think he can fill a utility role for us, certainly. You know, I remember some of the great coaches, you know, Jack Gibson, Wayne Bennett often saying, well, pick your best 17 players and then find positions for them. And, I think Carlin's one of those guys that, you know, is going to play Origin. So at some stage in his career, and we keep saying that. So, you know, and his form has been really good for the Knights. So now is as good a time as any. I've seen We've seen New South Wales blood 11 players this year, and some of those guys only 20 and 21 years of age. So I can't see why, if Kalen's not, if he's selected, why he wouldn't handle a step up in class either.
Yeah, and given he's up against 11 rookies, it's probably no better time to blood him, is there?
Yeah, well, they're not rookies anymore, Kenny, are they?
No,
they've
had the
one game and they've had a good win, so and they get a lot of confidence out of that. Yeah, look, you know, he was very close, as I say, for game one, but I think he's going to be even more closer for game two if not selected.
Kevy, you touched on Billy Slater's importance earlier, and yeah, a lot of people, I think, pointed out how strong Queensland were in game one, and there are large periods of the game where Queensland dominated. There was probably just a few instances here and there where your defensive line got bent out of shape a little bit, and the New South Wales were good enough to exploit that. And everybody's expecting Billy will come back in, and he's the guy to fix that.
Well, he's going to be better for us there, certainly. And with all due respect to Michael Morgan, he hasn't played a lot of fullback. I think he had three games in 2 years, that fullback. And it is a really unique and special position. So I thought he did a great job, but Billy will help us there. But the flip side of it is we didn't get things too far wrong, in game one. It was just the brilliance of Tedesco. The couple of breaks that he made, not too many players in the game could do. Well, I don't tell me someone else who could do what he did, and I'll sort of question that, because he was just so good. And we know he's going to be in that position again in game two. So we've got to get better, with our defence, certainly. And Billy can be a big part of that. But also our middle guys and our edges missed a lot of tackles. We missed 55 tackles in game one, which is, at that level, that's too many. And that's going to hurt you at some stage. And they did hurt us. No, I'm done, mate. Yeah.
Okay. Go. I was going to say, New South Wales, it was clear watching the game, they had a clear plan to go through you, and Tedesco had such a great game coming through the middle. How do you stop that in game two? Because I'm sure that they'll be looking to go through there again.
Yeah, well, no doubt they will, and they'd be silly if they didn't try to come through there. So we've just got to get better with our defence. I mean, we weren't too bad. There was only a couple of line breaks through there, and at some stage they're going to hurt you, Kenny. It's him. With his speed and how strong he is, and also Cook out of there. I mean, he's very good too. He's been good in clubland, and a lot of clubs have struggled this year to try and shut him down. So we know that they're going to, it was a bit like Fifita in game one of last year. He destroyed us, But we limited his impact in games two and games three, which, helped our overall position in the game. So we've got to get better, certainly, in that area. We know there is going to be some collateral damage at some stage, but we just got to try and minimise that. And the one line break that he had, clear break, they got a try out of it. So at one of those players, of the seven guys that missed him, tackle him, it's pretty fair to say that New South Wales don't score that try. So, I mean, that's as simple as it is. That's the cold hard facts. You've got to make your tackles at all. We missed 55, which is way too many.
So, Kevin, you've probably come in Origin, I know, 92 or something like that. You've been there for a real long time. Is this going to be our toughest series that you've been involved in?
Well, they're all tough, Gordy. They're all tough. I've never seen an easy Origin series. So is this one tough? Yeah, it's a bit tougher because, we had some greats move on, certainly, and we had to fill those positions instantly. And the team had been used to, playing with those guys. They had 12 years there, all those guys in the one position, in the key positions as well. So, Ben Hunt, I'm a big fan of Benny Hunt, and I like what he did last night, for the Dragons. And Origin is another level, but he had a very limited preparation, for game one. His leg, he couldn't run in days one and two of the camp. And finally, we got him on the field on Sunday for one session before one of the biggest games of his life. So, I'm expecting him to really step up, better for us. And also Andrew McCulloch had his first game at Origin, and I thought he did everything that he could, Andrew, in the game he did all his tackles, kick pressure was good, all those little things that he does well, he did really well. So, I'm very happy with where we are with our players and our selection moving forward. We just got to be a little bit smarter in a few areas, and I think we can get down there and give a good account of ourselves.
Kev, one of the great things we saw you do in last year's series was identify where New South Wales was strong in game one, and then figure out a way to nullify it for games two and three. You brought Tim Glasby in. Do you bring Glasby in to the 17 this time? And how close is Joe Offa-Hengawe as well?
Yeah, well, Hoops, you're a smart person. You've been played the game and you've been covering the game for a long time. Tim was a good inclusion for us, after game one of last year. There's no doubt we need to strengthen up our defence around the middle. So, you know, obviously a guy like Tim Glasby would be ideal for that. Joe Offa-Hengau is a different style of player to Tim Glasby. He's probably more attack orientated at this stage of his career, but he would be a guy that we're looking very closely at, you know, to see where Joe's at with things. I mean, he had a strong performance again last night for the Broncos against the Sharks. Good running metres and really strong in defence. So those two guys are two in particular that we're looking very closely at.
So New South Wales, Kevy, what do you expect? And Freddie's announced a team alphabetically. What do you think he's going to do up front, given that there's no Regan Campbell-Gillard?
Kenny, to be honest, we've got... I'm trying to sort ourselves out more than anything, but they've got some great options. Ryan James is one from the Gold Coast Titans. I mean, he's been in really, really good form. And again, yesterday, you know, for the Titans against the Bulldogs, he was probably one of their best players. So I think he was nearly in, from what I read or saw. He was virtually picked in game one, and then for some reason he was omitted. So, you know, expect someone like him or, you know, Trent Merrin's and up there. They could just roll them out, mate. It's a production line down there for middles at the... that the Blues have got, you know, that's not even considering some of the other players that played Origin last year that were omitted. So, you know, guys like Aaron Woods could come in and do a terrific job for New South Wales, given the situation and where they're at in the series.
When you come to pick your side, how much do you look at what New South Wales have chosen, try and figure out how they're going to play, and then say, okay, we need players to combat that as well as then be able to do what we need to do?
Yeah, well, it's probably 50-50, Kenny, to be honest. I mean, we're not ignorant enough or arrogant enough not to have a look at what New South Wales are looking at and who we suspect they're going to pick. And I don't think, well, Freddie's not going to change on what happened in game one. They came through us. That's pretty clear. So we need to pick a side that we think can do better with our defensive orientation that we did in game one, but also with a bit of a mindset. We only came up with 12 points, you know, in game one, an intercept and a kick tried from a kick. So we've got to be better there. And I think, you know, obviously Billy Slater's going to help our attack no end, certainly. But we need to get a bit better and a bit smarter on how we're attacking as well. New South Wales were very good defensively too. There's not a lot of holes in what they gave to us. So, yeah, we've got a bit of work to do, but I'm confident that the inclusion of Billy Slater will help a few of those areas anyway. And also a few little subtle changes around our makeup of our side, I think, is going to be a big welcome to us all.
Will Billy be able to train straight away, Kev?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, certainly. And that's the thing that we want with this camp. We know we had four guys that couldn't train for half the week, and then two guys came back later in the week, and then we lost Billy the second last training session. So, which was probably unavoidable. But yeah, we want guys. Our first training session will be on Wednesday, and we want everyone available, fit, and then training with the team from there forward. So those that can't train with the team on Wednesday won't be playing on Sunday.
How much does the shortened preparation change things, Kevy? Both you and Freddie going into this game on a 7-day turnaround or 7-day preparation, which we've never done in Origin before, well, not certainly since the early 80s. How does that change the way you structure your week, and how difficult does that make it for you, given that you're probably the bloke with the more work to do, given you lost game one?
Yeah, well, it is a little bit tougher, I guess, in many ways. But I think sometimes the shorter turnaround can help a lot of players with their preparation. I mean, it can be a long 10 days in camp for a younger player. And for those that I just want to get on with the game, I know myself, those last couple of days in Origin camp were probably the worst, because you're just waiting for the game as such. I mean, you've done all the corporate work, you've done all the training. It's just about the game. And this week, I guess we're not doing a lot of corporate stuff too much at all, really. It's all about getting ourselves ready for our big training days. Will be Wednesday and Thursday, and then fly to Sydney on Friday, and then into the game on Sunday, which, you know, everyone's really looking forward to. I think the shorter preparation is going to help us more than hinder us on this occasion.
Do you like the idea of playing on a Sunday night?
Well, I think we've got to work in with the game and what the game needs to do. I think it's going to be a sensational Sunday night. Wednesday night, for me, is the ideal night for Origin from a commercial point of view, and also from a playing point of view. It just gives that a little bit longer. But Sunday, to me, the players seem to be ready to go and very excited about playing on a Sunday night, particularly in Sydney, where I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of people going to the game, a lot of Blues jerseys and blue wigs and all those things, which, you know, again, creates a really good challenge for our guys to step up to the mark.
What do you think of what Brad Fittler's done to New South Wales this year? Just a couple of little subtle changes about he's making them, I suppose, more open. Strategy the other day of walking to the game, I thought was an unusual one, but I really liked it. He's trying to make New South Wales fall in love with the Blues again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty easy to fall in love with the Blues. I mean, they've got some great players and their coaching staff as well, and not to any different to any other year, I think, certainly. But Brad's changed a few things, and he's one from one, so we can't sort of criticise anything that he's done. He's been really good for New South Wales, and their mentality, I think, has changed a little bit from, you know, years gone by. So, yeah, he's doing a great job, and obviously they're one up in the series, so you can't really be critical or analytical in the negative for anything that he's done. It seems to be all going nice and smoothly for the Blues.
Okay, we'll let you go, Kevy. And, of course, just before you came on, mate, the news that Craig Bellamy's another 3 years with the Storm. That's interesting, isn't it? From illustrious career in Melbourne for Craig, but it really leaves things wide open at the Broncos.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I thought Craig was always going to stay in Melbourne, to be honest with you. I mean, that's his club, mate. That's where he belongs. I mean, when you think of Craig Bellamy, you think of the Melbourne Storm. And, you know, I think it's a great acquisition, obviously, for the Storm. The Broncos would be a little bit disappointed missing out on Bellamy, but the coach they've got's pretty handy too. It's not like they've got someone who's a bum. Wayne Bennett's a very astute coach, and they're doing a great job, you know, for the Broncos. So, yeah, that's it. It's panned out the way I think a lot of people thought it would.
All right, Kevy. Well, we love you, mate. We wish you all the best for Origin at ANZ Stadium this coming Sunday, next Sunday. And, of course, Triple M will be there broadcasting live. Good on you, Kevy. Best with it.
Just over to page 3 on this Wikipedia of yours, mate. You've got page 3. How many pages?
Oh, Kevy. All right, mate. All the best.
All the best.
See you there, he goes.
See you,